Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com.
Welcome to the 2X Podcast. Here's your host, Bill Caskey.
Hey, comrades. Bill Caskey back at the 2X Podcast for today. Well, this is going to be a different podcast, a different episode, and I don't mean different as opposed to last week's. Of course, it's going to be different than last week's. I'm going to level with you guys a little bit here, and I want to actually see if you want to go on a journey with me over the next 4 weeks. And what I mean by that is I'm going to share some things with you today that I'm wrestling with. And we might say struggling with, frustrated by, uncertain of, I don't know what the adjective is, or I guess those are verbs. But what I want to share with you today is some I don't know, they're not dark secrets, but they're things that I've not shared with anybody else. And I want my audience to go on this journey with me again, because I have this sneaking suspicion, and I have it after having coached thousands of people over the last 25 years, 30 years, and currently in process with coaching hundreds of people in my current client base, that we all have a little bit of this. And so hopefully I'm not revealing something to you that you say, well, Bill, that's your problem. Nobody else has these issues. Hopefully you'll say, yours are a little bit more difficult than mine, or not as, but I certainly understand and I can relate. And I think that's what's going to happen. But I want to share those with you. So here's the bottom line. I get a lot of questions and asks for coaching and for wisdom and counsel. And one thing I know is that if I'm going to be at my best game delivering good counsel, then I've got to work on my own stuff. It's kind of like the psychotherapist that lives in a trailer down by the river. No offense to people living in a trailer down by the river, but if I'm going in and paying someone $100, $150 an hour, I kind of want them to have their stuff together. And that's the way I believe about coaching of any kind. If you don't have your stuff together, then we as coaches had better get it together if we're going to be worth anything to our clients who pay us a lot of money to help. And so over the last couple of years, I've kind of looked at myself and said, am I worthy of people paying money for my counsel? Most of the time, I answer yes. But more and more, I was starting to answer, I don't know, maybe, maybe not. And so I started on this journey here about a month ago, and I decided to seek out a coach, a personal coach, not a sales coach, not a business coach. This is you might call them a life coach or a personal coach, somebody who can help me. And actually, frankly, it's part therapy really too, but we'll call them a coach because they probably can charge more as a coach than they can a therapist, which I'm happy to pay, by the way. But I want to share this journey with you that I'm going on because I think there are some areas that it can help you in. And so let me share with you my dilemma, and then we'll get into some of the things that I've already been coached on, and I'll give you some thoughts on some of that. My dilemma right now is, do I want to be doing this for the rest of my life? This being, I have a couple of podcasts, which I love. I have a training and coaching business, which I love. I do one-day events, one-day workshops, which I like. I don't know if I love them, but I like them. And I do a lot of corporate training. So a company brings me in for a period of a year and I work with their sales team, their leadership team. And yes, I love all those things. I don't want necessarily to have those go away. But as I look at my future, I have to ask myself the question, are there things that really inspire me and things that really drain me? And if the things drain me, then I'm probably not going to be at my best when delivering those things. And I'm probably stealing money if I'm taking money from a client and going out and doing this thing that I don't enjoy because they're not getting the value out of it. One could say, well, you know, you can kind of fake that a little bit. Yeah, but I'm really not in that mode of faking. I mean, I think in my 20s and 30s, I probably faked a lot, but I'm just tired of fake. I just don't want to fake. And hopefully I haven't. And I'm sure I have at some point in time over the last 10 years, but I don't want to be in that mode. So I decided that, well, if you're uncertain about your future and there's things clouding your judgment and there's things that you're not clear about, then one way to do it is to go find somebody who can help you see through some of those clouds, maybe get real and become very authentically honest and self-aware about what you like doing and what you don't like doing. And maybe the answer will show itself. So for you, the listener, I encourage you to listen on if the following things are happening for you. That's probably not actually the way I would frame that, what they're happening to. I think it's more just these questions. So here's the first question. Is what you're doing now truly inspiring to you? Is it truly inspiring? Not motivating from a financial standpoint. And I know that I get this a lot from my coaching clients. You know, well, I don't like what I'm doing, but I can't really change because I have a spouse and a couple kids and debt and big cars and fancy homes and all that stuff. And I really can't afford to move right now. I can't afford to change. Basically what they're saying is I'm willing to live my life in misery, fake it, until which time I either build up enough assets that I have the courage to move or just I get so sick and tired of what I'm doing that I have to move. And I think about that and the absurdity of that. I want you to think, is what you're doing right now truly inspiring to you? If you were to die tomorrow, something terrible and tragic befalls you tomorrow, would you have a legacy? What would your legacy be? When people sat around at the funeral and talked about you, what would they say? I just lost a good friend of mine about a year ago, and his name was Doug. And Doug was a really good friend for a lot of years. I went to college with him, and we used to run and party and just had a great time. He was a really great guy, a really talented guy. But he never realized much potential to me. Now, his family may say the opposite. His family may say, oh, no, Doug used every ounce of his potential. I would probably disagree with that. And he died. He died of, I don't know exactly what he died of, but he was 60-ish years old. And I remember thinking at the funeral, everybody was talking about what a great guy he was, and he was. I was sitting there thinking, what a shame. What a shame that a guy with so much potential, so much raw natural talent, personality, he was just effervescent, always underachieved, according to me. Not to him, maybe not to his family. But I look at that life and I say, man, he could have impacted so many people with his positiveness, and he just chose not to. So what is our legacy? What's mine? What's yours? If we die tomorrow, will people know we were here other than our family? And the third question I've got to answer for myself, and I think we all do, is where are we going? What's the vision? What's the feeling we want to feel 5 years out, 3 years out, after we go on this journey and on this path? Where are we going? Where are we going? Are we going somewhere that's magical? Or are we just repeating yesterday 30,000 times? What's 10 years times 300? 3,000 times, 3,650 times over the next 10 years. Groundhog's Day. Or do we have a vision that inspires us and we wake up every day and think, okay, I'm on a journey. I'm going to take one more step today toward my goal, toward my mission. My work is so important in my mission that it's not work. It's just what I do. It's part of the cause. It's part of my mission and my vision, what I do. Or, and I know I've gone back and forth on the ors here, or is it just, you know what? I've got to tolerate my job and my career to hopefully make enough money I can save and retire someday. I know that sounds absurd to some of you, but I will tell you that is what I hear a lot. So the first question my coach asked me is, what do you want and how do you want to feel when you get it? What do you want and how do you want to feel when you get it? And she said, those are two very different questions. A lot of times people conflate those, but she says that the what you want is more of the material and more of the external. It doesn't necessarily mean money, but it's like, what do you want in 3 to 5 years? We didn't go 10, but and it doesn't have to be 3 to 5 for you. It could be 1, could be 6 months, could be 20 years, whatever. Whatever's comfortable for you. We're all different. I know Dan Sullivan talks about he has a 25-year vision. I find that a little bit difficult. 25, I'll be 87. I'm not sure I'm envisioning being 87 years old. But that's okay. That's his deal. I think he should do it. What is your deal? What is the number of years? What are the number of years out there? You can say, this is my vision. And number two is, how do you want to feel? And I will share with you what I came up with for her. And I would encourage you to do the same. Start asking the question, what do you want? And how do you want to feel when you get it? I'm not going to share what I want because that is very private, but I do want to share my intentional feelings, that how I want to feel. Number one, I want to feel like it all mattered. I want to feel like what I do every day really matters, matters to others, matters to my family, but really most important, matters to me. I think sometimes we can be so altruistic and we want to provide for our family and for those around us that we will tolerate a lot of crap. We will tolerate a lot. And then part of me says, well, wait a minute, what do we want? We can be selfish here. We can say, no, that doesn't really align with my values. I'm not really in sync with that. Or, yeah, no, you know, 20% of my job I really like and it inspires me, but the other 80% I'm miserable in. I think it's okay to be selfish here. What serves you? What matters to you? My second feeling is I want to have felt like I had impact. I have a little purpose that I think about myself, and I think of the struggles that I've gone through in professional selling, in running a company, a lot of the struggles in getting change from people, a lot of the struggles people have that they tell me about, they want counsel on. I internalize a lot of that. And because of the small tribe that I have, including you, and I appreciate so much you listening to the 2X podcast, I want to have impact. Every time I turn on this microphone and record, whether it's this podcast or others or a video, I want to have impact on you. I want to say something that matters, not that impresses you and that you obsess about and that changes your world, changes your life, transforms you. Okay, maybe over time there's some transformative nature to what we're talking about, but I would just like you to turn on the podcast or turn on the speaker once and say, you know what? That was kind of good. I like that. That made sense. I can use that. That can change an outcome for me. So one feeling I want to have is that I had impact. And the third feeling I want to have is I want to have the feeling that there is something to carry on after I leave. There's a leg. I know we throw around the term legacy. I'm not really sure that's exactly what this is. But I want there to be something that carries on without me. Be it a book, be it CDs, be it these podcasts, old recordings, something. And that's just me. It doesn't have to be you. You might care less about your legacy, and that's okay. That's the beautiful thing here. And so one of the things that my coach taught me during the first call that I had, first couple of calls, was how do you identify the values that you have and then identify whether you're living in sync with those values? So she calls it in values. Am I living in my values or am I living outside? So if one of my values is honesty and integrity and authentic and not telling a lie and all those things, and if I'm selling something that's built on a lie, I'm going to be out of sync. I'm going to be out of values. And you can try to fake that. And then you'll start to become very uncomfortable and resent it. And you'll have to medicate yourself and you'll medicate through addictions from what I've learned. I've done that. So it's better just to, it's an easier life if we can just identify what are our values and live in those values. And if our job is demanding that we get too far outside of those or spend too much time living out of values, we've got to find another line of work or somehow work through it with our manager or work through it with the company. Maybe they don't want to lose you. So maybe they're willing to make some arrangements so that you don't have to sell product A because you don't believe in it, because you know the truth of it, and that's okay. And maybe you don't have to sell that. But I think the days of us just sucking it up and saying, well, you know what? I don't like what I'm selling. I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like the company, but I'm just going to soldier on, brother, because I've got to provide for my family. Those days have to end. There's too much opportunity. There's too many great companies with great services and great products and great value that you can be good at. Now, I'm not telling you to leave your job at all. I prefer, actually, you stay where you are, but start taking a look at what do I want? What do I want to feel like when I'm there? And what are my values that I can test to see if I'm living in congruence with them? So those are your assignments today. When I come back next week, I will have a little bit more for you, and I'll share a little bit more about where I am going on this journey. But if you choose not to follow and not to listen in, that's okay. Pick me up back up in May. Pick the 2X podcast back up then, and we'll be starting another series. But I wanted to take some of those who are kind of going through some of those same things I am with me on this path. So hope you enjoyed that. You can go to BillCaskey.com. You can always sign up for our Principles to Profit series, which is our preview of our 2X group that's starting up right now. And I urge you to take a look at that. There's 3 videos. I think they can help do some of the things that we talked about here. So I'll see you next time. So long.
You've been listening to the 2X podcast. If you'd like to contact Bill, email him at bill@billcaskey.com or follow him on Twitter @BillCaskey.